following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, here in the United States, this week we celebrate Thanksgiving Day. Always loved Thanksgiving Day. We'll talk about it more today on our program. We appreciate you listening today, and I hope you'll join us as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find many resources there. Many things you can check out there about Bible study and about our ministry here. But also there's a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll click on that link and send us an address and the call letters where you're hearing this program today, we would love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just simply a little notebook or a little pocketbook that you can put in your purse or in a shirt pocket. A place where you can write down your own prayer requests, and when someone else asks for prayer, you can write those down and just keep track of prayer, of when you pray, and letting your request be made known unto God, as the Scripture says. You can go back and see how God has answered prayer and just kind of keep track of those prayers in this little prayer journal. Now, you just simply write to us, send us an address, tell us call letters where you're hearing the station today, and we'll get one of these out to you just as quick as we can. And I'll make you this promise. We will not send you a whole bunch of email. We'll not send you a whole bunch of letters. We're not going to be begging you for money. You just simply write and get the prayer journal. Pray for us, if you would. And that's it. We'd love to hear from you. So you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, consider his word radio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. As I mentioned, this week is Thanksgiving week, and I'm not sure what day you'll be hearing this program, but Thanksgiving is near. You can be sure of that. I always love Thanksgiving. We would often go to our grandparents' house, or they would come to our house, and what a great time we'd have together. My grandpa was a fiddle player, and so there was always music around Thanksgiving holidays. And of course, I love the food, the turkey and the dressing and all of those things that go with it. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving this week as well. And this today, the message is a Thanksgiving message. It's from Psalm 34, maybe a familiar psalm. And I want to read the first 10 verses of this psalm and talk about an invitation to Thanksgiving, or even an invitation to Thanksgiving Day. You read Psalm 34, a beginning reading in verse 1. The psalmist said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I want to read that statement again. There is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Well, if that doesn't make you thankful, I'm not sure what will. You know, in our celebrations of Thanksgiving, here we find in this psalm, I believe, an invitation to Thanksgiving. Especially, I believe, in verse 3, we see the invitation where the psalmist said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt," or "let us lift up his name together." What an amazing invitation to come and worship the Lord. To magnify him means to lift him up, to make him powerful, to elevate him to the highest place of honor of all the universe. And certainly that's who he is, and certainly that's where he belongs. And we lift up his name to speak of his honor. In this invitation, David invites us to come as he praises the Lord. In verse 1, he said, "I will bless," or "I will praise the Lord at all times." You know, we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, and I love Thanksgiving Day, but we ought to be thankful every day, and we ought to praise the Lord every day. Every time we wake up, every time we go to bed, every time we sit down to a meal, we ought to stop and be thankful and to worship the Lord. There's never a time when we should not be praising the Lord. He went on, he said, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad," that he will boast in the Lord, to glory in the Lord. And so this is an invitation initially to come and praise the Lord. Oh, come and praise the Lord with me as we hear the testimony of others. And as we glorify God and praise him and thank him for who he is and for what he has done for us. Now, it's also not only an invitation of praise, but you'll also see here an invitation of prayer. I remember hearing my grandfather pray at our Thanksgiving meals. Now, my grandparents prayed always. In my family, not so much, but I do remember at Thanksgiving time when my dad would pray. And here we see in Psalm 34 an invitation to prayer. In verse 4, he said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles." It's an invitation to prayer. He said, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me." You know, that's where it begins, by seeking him. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," he said, "and all these things shall be added unto you." But he talked about how he came seeking. Not only did he come seeking the Lord and finding the Lord, but he said, "The Lord heard me and delivered me from all my fears." We hear so much today. I just heard it again this week about people that are having problems with anxiety. And I understand it's a real problem, and I'm not belittling it, not one bit. But you realize that anxiety is fear. And I feel that if people would turn their heart to the Lord and fully trust in him, he said here that he delivered me from all my fears. God heard and God answered. Why should we be so amazed when God answers prayer? It's funny how sometimes when somebody prays and God answers prayer and they go, "See, our prayer works," like they were surprised. We ought not be surprised when God answers prayer. He promised to answer us. Remember Jeremiah 33:3. Years ago, I heard an evangelist say that Jeremiah 33:3 was God's phone number, where God said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." He invites us to call unto him, and he would remove, he would take away those fears. Remember, again, Psalm 118, the psalmist said, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me." And so we have a testimony of prayer, an invitation to prayer. But you'll also see then, thirdly, here is an invitation to recognize and accept and receive God's provision. I love this. In verse 8, he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's an invitation to come and experience the goodness of God. He said, blessed or happy is the man when he understands God provides everything that he needs. God provides the joy and a happiness that the world knows nothing about. So many times when people come to the Lord and they'll give this testimony and say that in Christ they found a satisfaction in life. I believe that people don't know the Lord are wandering around confused, don't know where to turn, don't know what to do. And all the time God is saying, come to me, come to me, come seek the Lord. Because you see, Jesus will fully satisfy that emptiness and that hunger that's in every man that was left by sin. And we rejoice in God's provision. And it's an invitation to come and taste and see that the Lord is good, and taste and see how God will provide everything that we need. He goes on and says in verse 9, "Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." We come before God and we pray. He says there is no want. Remember when David prayed, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." It means that God's going to provide everything that we need. His grace is all sufficient to meet every need. And I know sometimes that we have need. But if we'll call unto the Lord, he'll meet that need. He's able to meet that need, and he can meet that need, and he will meet that need if you'll just cry out to him and give it to him. And you'll be amazed. Well, what a promise this is. I want to read it again. He said, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." And he goes on and gives this illustration of the young lions. You know how the young ones are always hungry. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Let me ask you this. What do you want? You know, he talked about his needs, but what do you want? You realize that God could provide that. Notice it doesn't just say any need. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart." They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So this is an invitation to thanksgiving, to cry out to him and give him glory for what he's done. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
To Jesus I surrender all to him.